from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes ended a four-month slide in July as easing mortgage rates and a pickup in properties on the market encouraged home shoppers. Existing home sales rose 1.3% last month from June to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 3.95 million, the National Association of Realtors said on Thursday. Fairfield is the latest New Jersey community to see its wave of high-end car thefts. This resident says his BMW was stolen as well as his items in his house while asleep with his family.
Somebody would have wound up dead. I would have been dead. They would have been dead. Either way, it would have been terrible if we woke up during this.
Fairfield Police Chief Anthony Manna says three vehicles were stolen last week in his community. He's calling for the state to enact stronger consequences for this crime, especially for juvenile offenders. Rush hour on Route 1 in Middlesex County should be a little easier going forward.
A pilot project to relieve congestion through North and South Brunswick will allow drivers to use the shoulder on Route 1 during peak hours. Starting today, cars but not trucks can use the shoulder as a travel lane on a 4.5-mile stretch of the highway in both directions, from Promenade Boulevard in South Brunswick to Thomas Avenue in North Brunswick. It adds on to a section of Route 1 that's already had electric lane control signals for the shoulders since 2017. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And Hopatcong police posted images of two individuals they say left four cats in need of medical attention inside a cardboard carrier at Lakeside Construction on Sparta Road before dawn on August 15th. Hopatcong Animal Control Officer Gina DiMatteo told the New Jersey Herald that some of the cats were missing eyes. All of the cats have feline herpes virus. They appear to have had little human interaction and are scared, DiMatteo told the Herald. NJ115.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And we'll get blue skies for the rest of the week. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The taste of autumn continues for tonight and tomorrow. Mostly clear tonight. We're down in the upper 50s to around 60. Then mostly sunny and nice for tomorrow. Again, low humidity. Highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Down in the upper 50s and low 60s. And Saturday, again, not too humid. Sunshine and some clouds. Highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. A little bit warmer and more humid on Sunday. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
72 degrees in Elizabeth. 68 degrees in Lakewood. 66 degrees Seattle City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.